Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Endtown plays. This is play 5, Abraham and Isaac, the 5th of 10 so far in the can. We recorded the first 10 plays as exploring sessions in 2019, and I really hope to keep the pressure up in 2020, so that I have the first half done by the end of the year. If you want to help make that happen, become a patron today at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Your support is vital. Or if you can't support us regularly, why not buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com? That's ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Every little helps. If you've listened to our Chester explorations, then obviously there is another version of the play you can compare this with. We've also done an exploration of the Brome play of Abraham and Isaac, which is very similar to the Chester play, so in many ways you'll get a sense of déjà vu there, and there are at least 3 more to do. In terms of survival, it's definitely a popular story, despite being really horrid. And we've looked at it twice here, so there's a read-through followed by our stumbling about, thinking about blocking session. The irregulars for this session were Richard Fawcett and Alan Scott, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is a slightly sweary reading of Abraham and Isaac, play 5 of the Endtown play.
Now, who read, or if either of you did, Abraham and Isaac last
well, when,
time?
When we, well, we didn't start that last time, but when we did the Brome play, I did Isaac.
That's what I mean by last time. You did Isaac last time. Richard, did you do Abraham?
Which one are we looking at now?
Play 5, Abraham and Isaac. So it's the very last page of your brought with you script.
Yes.
So literally there.
It's that back page.
And then what I placed in front of you. We did the Brome play last year. I don't know if Richard, you were here for that one or not. I can't remember who read it.
No, I did. I don't think it
was the one where the sort of the riff of a lot of it was Isaac having been bound and blindfolded and all the rest of it.
Oh yes, no, Richard, you definitely were.
Going around saying, "For God's sake, Father, get up, move on."
Yes. this variation, there is no God. God does not do the announcement to Abraham. The angel does it, basically, presumably because they want to keep the doubling light. And there are no additional supernumerary characters, so we don't have a wife turning up or anything else. So, what I suggest if you say, Richard, if you could go for Abraham, Alan, if you stick with Isaac, mm-hmm. and I'll be the angel. And those are all the characters in this particular play. It's
Abraham, right.
And we'll take our time on this one because we have the time. There isn't that much else in terms of these takes to do today.
So, he's a bit patriarchal, is he?
I think that's the tendency for Abraham, yes. We start the play, and this is almost similar to what we had with Noah, just saying how great God is for about 5 minutes. So this is Abraham and Isaac together in the good days. This is the good times before it all goes horribly, horribly wrong. So, enter Abraham, etc. Off he goes. Introduction by Abraham.
Most mighty maker of sun and of moon, king of kings and lord over all, almighty God in heaven throne, I thee honour and evermore shall. My lord, my God, to thee I call, with hearty will, Lord, I thee pray, in sinful life let me never fall, but let me live ever to thy pay. Abraham, my name is kid and patriarch of age full old, and yet be the grace of God is bred in mine old age a child full bold. Isaac, lo, here his name is told, my sweet son that standeth me by, amongst all children that walk in unwold, a lovelier child is none truly. I thank God with heart well mild of his great mercy and of his high grace, and principally for my sweet child that shall to me do great solace.
Yes, don't you love a rhyme?
Now, sweet son, fair thy face, full heartily do I love thee, for true hearty love now in this place, My sweet child, come kiss now me.
At your bidding, your mouth I kiss. With lowly heart I you pray. Your fatherly love, let me never miss. But bless me, your child, both night and day.
Almighty God, that best may his dear blessing he grant thee, and my blessing thou have alway, in what place that ever thou be. Now, Isaac, my son so sweet, Almighty God, look through honour, which that made both dry and wet, shining sun and sharp shower. Thou art my sweet child and paramour. That's a bit odd, isn't it?
Well, I think we have to be really careful about applying modern standards, because the whole thing about kiss me Hardy with the child, and we have this in the Broom one as well, with that's obviously a feature of showing how much he loves his son, and we do get the backstory of how the son comes about. It is by God's beneficence of Abraham not being able to have children and all of that, which sometimes actually gets staged, but in this does not. So yes, let's keep it within the context of the times.
Full well in heart do I thee love. Look that thine heart in heaven tour be set to serve our Lord God above. In thy young learn God to please, and God shall quite thee well thy meed. Now, sweet son, of words these, with all thine heart thou take good heed. Now farewell, son, God be thine speed. Even here at home thou me abide. I must go walking, for I have need. I come again within a tide.
I pray to God, Father of might, that he you speed in all your way, from shame and shinship, day and night. God mote you keep you in your journey.
Now farewell, son, I thee pray. Ever in thine heart look God thou wind, him to serve both night and day. I pray to God send thee good mind. There may no man love better his child than Isaac is loved of me. Almighty God, merciful and mild, for my sweet son I worship thee. I thank thee, Lord, with heart full free, for this fair fruit thou hast me sent. Now, gracious God, whereso he be, to save my son evermore be bent. Dear Lord, I pray to thee also, me to save for thy servant, and send me grace never for to do thing that should be to thee displeasant. Both for me and for mine infant, I pray thee, Lord God, us to help. Thy gracious goodness thou us grant, and save thy servant from hell quelp.
Okay, let's just pause there. So there's no particular explanation of why you're going for a walk. I must go walking, for I have need. So is this
because
a spiritual journey? Is there a specific
natural relief?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I've had enough of you, I'm off. So that long speech at the bottom of 27 seems to be a journeying around the space, maybe as they reset for the entrance of the angel, maybe you're going among the audience. You know, where are you? Where is that happening? And our question would be, how do we stage it? But it does seem to be a physical journey that you're doing as you're saying those lines. Once you've said goodbye to Abraham.
If there is movement, I would suggest that you got the first four lines of that speech, which is effectively Abraham bidding farewell.
Yes.
And then the next bit could be done promenade.
Yeah, where the journey, there is that sort of grey stanza there, precisely, because he's still talking about Isaac, but maybe not next to Isaac, and so he's probably moving on those four lines.
It's almost an interior monologue, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
And I was slightly puzzled. Dictionary corner, quelp.
Yes, I'm just looking it up now. I found quelp, and it said go to whelps, so I'm suggesting...
Say, is it whelp, yes.
Yeah, young dog, offspring of a noxious creature. Hellhound, basically.
All right. I mean, we're not into Cerberus territory, are we?
It's a variation on Hell's Pain and that sort of thing, but it's the personification of a dog.
Yeah.
It's very random because it is those two lines in of themselves, really. They're not really associated. It's not like it's continuing a thought from earlier.
I suspect the quelp is there
to rhyme
in part to give the rhyme and also keep the line length.
It's sometimes we have to just work on the assumption that we're looking for a decent rhyme.
Oh well, that will fit.
Hell something. Well, there we go. So he's done his journeying over to 28, and an angel appears. Let's see, no stage direction there. Abraham, how, Abraham, list and hark well unto me.
Already, sir, here I am. Tell me your will, what that it be.
A bit rude. I'm already here.
I'm here, mate.
Almighty God, thus doth bid thee, Isaac thy son anon thou take, and look him thou slee anoon, let's see, and sacrifice to God him make. Thy well-beloved child thou must now kill. To God thou offer him, as I say, even upon yon high hill that I thee show here in the way. Over there, Google Maps. Tarry not, be night nor day, but smartly high gate thou go. Upon yon hill thou kneel and pray to God, and kill the child there and slow. Or slow, possibly, because it's slay. It's not kill him slowly.
Now God's commandment must needs be done. All his will is worthy to be wrought, but get the father to slay the son. Great care it causeth in my thought. In better bail now am I brought, my sweet child, with knife to kill, but yet my sore availeth right naught, for needs I must work God's will.
I think, you know, heading for the hard K's is actually, in that instance, works really well. I mean, I don't think for a modern performance we'd do it, but it is nice to hear, and actually we should probably think about that. Upon yon hill thou kneel and pray. So, it's like the first four lines you've got there is, you know, he's given this command, and great care it causeth in my thought, and it's like you have a moment of thinking. And then in bitter bail now am I brought. There is this little journeying of actually the full realisation. You're going to have to do it physically. And that's going to be hard. And we're about to talk to you about... You're about to talk about walking, so presumably that's the journey back to wherever you left Isaac a minute ago.
And that's a bit bollocks, isn't it? Because given this is the Old Testament, there'd be no end of fuckers around who would do it for him for a mess of pottage.
Yes. It's not like the Old Testament isn't already full of horrors. Anyway, head off for your child.
With heavy heart I walk, and wend my child's death now for to be. Now must the father his sweet son shend. Alas, for Ruth it is pity. My sweet son, come hither to me. How, Isaac, my son dear, come to thy father, my child so free, for we must wend together in fear.
Already, father, even at your will, and at your bidding I am you by. You to walk over dale and hill, at your calling, I am ready. To thee, father, ever most comely, it oft the child ever buxom to be. I will obey full heartily to all thing that you bid me.
Now, son, in thy neck this faggot thou take, and this fire bear in thine hand, for we must now sacrifice go make, even after the will of God's sound.
Sound might make more sense. Sound, that's an interesting one. But again, it's exactly the same action as we've had previously in terms of you're going to hand him the instruments of his own destruction.
Yeah.
Can you carry what I'm going to burn you with later?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, just hold that, will you?
Yeah. I've got sure, which doesn't make sense there. Anywhere, anything. Ah, sending dispensation envoy. So, will of God's envoy is what that's supposed to mean.
Well, it was what the angel told me to.
So it's send of God's sending is perhaps...
It's got to be sound. To keep the rhyme scheme, hasn't it?
Well, it would be hand probably in our mod, because we'd want to go for hand. I think that's one way you just can't win.
Can you just look up brand while you're there?
That's brand.
A brand, yeah. It is Brenning sword. Yeah. In this instance, that means sword.
Right, because we've got a slightly odd rhyme scheme here at the moment, haven't we?
Brond, Lond. So brand, land. It's the modern vowel sound would be an A.
Yeah.
And just simply sand or it's a word that's just not carrying the meaning across in modern terms. So we'd have to look at how we fudge that one. Probably on the lines of just saying it quickly and hoping nobody notices.
Yes.
Because the rest of it works very well. I mean, you're not just handing him all the wood. You're actually telling him, hold the sword for me, will you?
Oh, no, he hasn't got the sword, actually, has
no,
he?
No, take this Brenning Brond, my sweet child, and let us go. He literally hands
Well, Brenning Brand... That's the fire rather than the sword, isn't it?
Oh, maybe it is.
Well, it could be either, but in the context, it probably could. It's more likely to be a burning stick or something, or some sort of kindling.
Well, we've got, and there's fire beer.
But a brand certainly can be a sword.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking. Okay, let's look that up. So you're going to take the fire of your destruction with you.
Yeah, which is where what it's saying in line, because line five then is effectively repeating line two. In slightly different wording. And this fire here in thine hand.
Yeah.
Take this burning brand.
Yes. So it's like he hasn't obviously taken it straight away the action. So there's physical action occurring during this speech. So actually, you know, first...
Hand over props.
He's putting the faggot on. You're going to say take the brand, but the fire. He doesn't quite get to that yet because he's still putting the faggots around it and tying them around it, however he's rucksacking that. And then you actually hand him, take this Brenning Brand at the time you say that. So that is an action that occurs. Hand over torch at that point. Richard, can you just go from the top of that speech now, son? And I think go with hand, go with an A for the O's there.
Now, son, in thy neck this faggot thou take, and this fire bear in thine hand. For we must now sacrifice go make, even after the will of God's sand. Take this Brenning Brand, my sweet child, and let us go. There may no man that liveth in Lund have more sorrow than I have woe.
Father, father, ye go right style. I pray you now, father, speak unto me.
My good child, what is thy will? Tell me thine heart, I pray to thee.
Father, fire and wood here is plenty. But I can see no sacrifice. What he should offer, fain would I see, that were done at best advice.
God. So there must be a massive journey between Abraham's, the end of his speech, have more sorrow than I have woe, because Isaac then says, why have you stopped?
Yeah.
So there must be a journey there. I'm missing a stage direction anywhere. That's just a quick thought. I don't think there are any stage directions in this at all. Don't see anything. So it's just he suddenly stops at the place and you get very confused. Isaac, can we go back to Fair Father? You go right still.
Fair Father, you go right still. I pray you, Father, speak unto me.
My good child, what is thy will? Tell me thine heart, I pray to thee.
Father, fire and wood here is plenty, but I can see no sacrifice. What ye should offer, fain would I see, that it were done at the best advice.
God shall that ordain that sit in heaven, my sweet son, for this offering. A dearer sacrifice may no man tempt me than this shall be, my dear darling.
Let be, good father, your sad weeping, your heavy chariot aggrieveth me sore. Tell me, father, your great mourning, and I shall seek some help therefore.
Alas, dear son, for needs must me even here thee kill as God hath sent. Thine own father thy death must be. Alas, that ever this bow was bent. With this fire bright thou must be brent. An angel said to me, right so.
Hey, when you've got angels like that, who the fuck needs enemies?
Yeah.
I was told by an angel to do it, it's fine. Yeah.
Wasn't me, Gav, it was three other fellas.
Now, just going back a little earlier, a deer sacrificed may no man name is what that is saying. So, because sit in heaven, heaven, no man name. So nempne is, something's gone wrong there. That's just name. But we won't go back to that. That is fine. If you can go from an angel said to me, right so, or from around about there. Richard.
An angel said to me, right so. Alas, my child, thou shalt be shent. This careful father must be thy foe.
Almighty God of his great mercy, full heartily I thank thee, certain. At God's bidding here for to die, I obey me here for to be slain. I pray you, Father, be glad and fain truly to work God's will. Take good comfort to you again, and have no doubt your child to kill. For God's bidding, forsooth, it is that I of you my death should take. Against God ye don't amiss if his bidding if ye should forsake. Your own damnation should ye bake, if ye keep me keep from this rod. With your sword my death ye make, and work evermore the will of God.
The will of God must needs be done. To work his will I said never nay. But yet the father to slay the son, my heart doth cling and cleave as clay.
It work God will, Father, I you pray, and slee me here anoon forthright, and turn from me your face away, mine heed when that you should smite.
Alas, dear child, I may not choose. I must needs my sweet son kill. My dear darling must now me lease, mine own sib blood shall I spill. Yet this deed, or I fulfil, my sweet son, this mouth I kiss.
Already, Father, even at your will, I do your bidding as reason is.
Alas, dear son, here is no grace, but needs dead now must thou be. With this kercher I cure thy face, with this kercher I cover thy face, in the time that I slow thee. Thy lovely visage would I not see, not for all this world's good, nor with this sword that so grieveth me, my child I slay and spill his blood.
And you go into strike. I mean, it's interesting, Isaac at no point really goes, don't kill me, Dad. You know, it goes pretty much from, oh, that you're sad, you're going, I've got to kill you, and he goes, okay, if God said to do it, that's fine. And straight, and you're the one who still doesn't want, you're the one who, he's got to persuade, talk you into doing it. And he actually almost admonishes you for not just killing him straight away.
Which
is very different from the last one we did, where the ironies were layered on each other.
Yeah, and given the nature of the Old Testament, God, I'm sort of thinking perhaps what we've got here is God saying to himself, yeah, that one's on side, that one's on side, that one's on side. I wonder about Abraham. I wonder if he's really on side. Let's fucking find out.
Yeah. I've had line managers like that.
Yeah.
And
that's why they get appointed, isn't it? Because they're shit.
Yes. So you lift up your sword. There's no stage direction or indication of what happens. We can just take it as read. Abraham, Abraham, thy father free. Thou father free.
No,
I'll do that again. I'm just trying to. Thou father free. Yes. Abraham, Abraham, thou father free.
I am here ready. What is your will?
It's like, I'm here ready. I'm standing there holding the sword up. extend thine hand in no degree. I bid thou him not kill. Here do I see by right good skill, Almighty God, that thou dost dread, for thou sparest not thy son to spill. God will acquite thee well thy meed.
I thank God in heaven above, and him honour for this great grace, and that my Lord me thus doth prove, I will him worship in every place. My child's life is my solace. I thank mine God ever for his life. In sacrifice here, or I hence pace, I slay this sheep with same knife. Now this sheep is dead and slain. That's quick.
Yeah, again, it's this like any business is sort of gone. And it's a sheep, and it's not, of course, biblically it's a goat. It's not a sheep, but yeah. They're doing the Lamb of God association thing. That's why the play's here. But yes, anyway, dead sheep there.
Now this sheep is dead and slain. With this fire it shall be brent. Of Isaac, my son, I am full fain that my sweet child shall not be shent. This place I name with good intent the hill of God's visitation. For hither God hath to us sent his comfort after great tribulation.
Hark, Abraham, and take good heed. By himself God hath thus sworn, for that thou wouldest have done this deed, he will thee bliss both even morn. For thy dear child thou wouldst have lorn at God's bidding, as I thee tell. God hath sent thee word before, and thy seed shall multiply where so thou dwell. Oh God, he's still talking. So shall thy seed increase and grow, thou shalt overcome in wealth and weal. Well, it's got to rhyme with flow. No, that's later. No, it's wheel. Thou wheel. Thou shalt overcome in wealth and weal. All thy foemen reckoned be roll, as sand in the sea doth ebb and flow, hath Chesley's many innumerable. I hope it's not cheeses. That would just be weird.
Or chisels.
Chisels is how I was reading it. I was going, that makes no sense at all. Pebbles.
Yeah.
Apparently. Cheeses.
Yeah, pebbles on the beach.
I mean, that's the thought, and that makes sense. But I didn't know cheesels as pebbles. I'm going to say pebbles. Mm. As sand in the sea doth ebb and flow, hath pebbles many innumerable, so shall thy seed, thou mayest me trow, increase and be ever profitable. For in my speech thou didst obey, thine enemy's ports thou shalt proceed. And all men on earth, as I thee say, thy shall be blissed in thy seed. Almighty God, thus thee will meed for that good will that thou hast done. Therefore thank God in word and deed, both thou thyself and Isaac thy son.
Ah, my Lord God, to worship on thee now I fall. I thank thee, Lord, of thy mercy. Now, my sweet child, to God thou call, and thank we that Lord now heartily.
With lowly heart to God I cry, I am his servant both day and night. I thank thee, Lord, in heaven so high, with heart, with thought, with main, with might.
Gramercy, Lord and King of grace. Gramercy, Lord, over lords all. Now my joy returneth his trace. I thank thee, Lord, in heaven thine hall.
Over all kings crowned, King thee I thee call, at thy bidding to die with knife. I was full buxom, even as thy thrall. Now, Lord, now I thank thee, thou grant'st me life.
Now we have worshipped our blessed Lord, on ground kneeling upon our knee. Now let us twain, son, being of one accord, and go walk home into our country.
Father, as ye will, so shall it be. I am ready with you to go. I shall you follow with heart full free. All that ye bid me shall soon shall be done.
Now God, all thing of Now God, all thing of naught that made, ever worshipped he be on water and land. His great honour may never more fade in field nor town, sea nor on sound. As all thing, Lord, thou hast in hand, so save us all whereso we be, whether we sit and walk or stand, ever on thine handwork thou have pity.
Yes, it's interesting. God, the angel says, you're going to get, you know, your seed's going to spread everywhere, therefore you should be thankful. And he says, Abraham immediately falls to his knees and, oh, on thee now I fall, I thank thee, Lord, of thy mercy. And mercy, he set the thing up.
Yeah.
You've got those four stanzas there, which are basically very, I mean, if we staged it, we wouldn't hang around because it's not dramatically very interesting. It's just, God's great, God's great, God's great, God's great. Right, let's go home.
Mind you, I did notice that the angel seemed to have migrated to Lancashire at one point.
Well, trust me, I'm just doing generic random miracles.
There were definitely echoes of Stan Holloway's voice in there.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm not doing anything that could be described in any way, shape or form as a meaningful proper accent there.
In fact, there's so little action that you imagine the groundlings are going to demand their money back at the end and say, why wasn't the kill fucking killed?
Mm. Well, to be fair, as Abraham and Isaac's plays go, it's actually bloody short. It's
considerably shorter than the Broom play.
Yeah, it's a good 200 lines, I think, off the top of my head. You know, it's fairly swift. It gets to the point relatively quickly when it gets to plot. I mean, it overeats the pudding at the beginning, but at least the thanks at the end is actually fairly swift. I mean, we read it probably twice as half as quickly as we should have set up. You know, we'd do that at a lick.
Yeah.
Because it's the same point again and again. It feels much more like a Crazy. There is action, but it's very much something must happen in between this bit and here. Mm-hmm. It's not actually indicated in the script. So your journey with Isaac to the place of death, I don't know if there's a song there or something must fill that gap as you journey, because there's no time really for you to journey because you're doing prop business. You're loading him up with all the stuff that's going to kill him.
Yeah.
You can't journey while you're doing that, and then immediately, you've stopped.
Yeah, we've got where we're going.
Now, that doesn't mean, of course, they're on a. If it was on a small sort of pageant cart style stage, then maybe they didn't need to travel anywhere, and maybe we're over-egging this. That your walking in the wilderness may not have evolved any walking when you meet the angel at the beginning. Mm. We may be interpolating that from a different tradition, because of course we don't know precisely how these would have been staged because there isn't enough data from this particular play.
And now for the workshop, where we played around with blocking and the stagecraft of the text. So we're going to work through movements and actions as though we were producing it for a modern stage production, so there's some talk about modern staging techniques, lighting, sound, etc. All of which, of course, being physical, makes great audio. Enjoy.
The first two pages are not very dynamic. It's an interesting question of how we would stage that. I think it's probably basically straightforwardly side by side, facing the front. We have the approximate framework of what we had before. Dais and a chair upstage, from which I might as angel appear.
Well, I
don't think there's any need for any movement here at all.
No,
I think it's basically Abraham one step ahead with Isaac one step behind to indicate status and position. Or maybe Isaac slightly further back, but I think it's straightforwardly Abraham would be somewhere like here. Isaac would be perhaps just on a diagonal slightly further back. And then you can come to Abraham when you come to kiss his hand and that action. But that, you know, there's nothing to do for that first feature at all apart from just do it well. So
centre stage or...
No, I see it as if you're off centre about here and he's downstage on a diagonal.
It's like centre right.
And that way we have some sense of a thing. And that he can journey to you And you can then be in symmetry when he does. I don't think there's anything else we necessarily need to do to that, for that opening speech. I think just try that, let me have a look at it, and go from there.
Most mighty maker of sun and of moon, king of kings and lord over all, almighty God in heaven throne, I thee honour and evermore shall. My Lord, my God, to thee I call, with hearty will, Lord, I thee pray. In sinful life let me never fall, but let me live ever to thy pay. Abraham, my name is Kid, and patriarch of age full old, and yet be the grace of God is bred in mine old age a child full bold. Isaac, lo, here his name is told. My sweet son that standeth me by, amongst all children that walk in unwold, a lovelier child is none, truly.
Now that's a question. Do we bring him to that position when you mention him? I don't think he would come forward, but maybe all the light just comes up on you.
Yeah, I think light.
As we're thinking of a modern production, but with hints of the past.
Mm.
I think, yeah, and you don't even... All you need to do is a gesture. I don't think you even need to look at him. You just need to wave your hand in an expansive fashion and the light will come up on him. Mm. I think that's how we would do it in that sense.
All I did there, I think, was just...
Yeah, so but it doesn't even need to be that big. It can just simply be the gesture because the light would come and do that. It might be a case we'd move you into position approximately for that rather than from the very top, but that's sort of the idea.
I think actually it would work well if, for the opening, it's just centre spot on Abraham.
Yeah. So
and then very mild backlight, and then bring up enough to see the face.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a case that you're actually sat here while he does the first few lines, and then you actually move into position.
What do you mean?
Lowe, here his name is told, boomf.
Would it be proper for a child to be sitting while the adults are standing?
Well, everybody else is sitting.
Yeah.
When you're sitting, you're not on stage. This is
right.
This is
okay. Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying.
So you don't exist. So it might be a case that when he says he mentions child for bowl, Isaac moves into position. But we'll take that as read for the moment. We'll say you are now there, and Richard can continue with the speech.
I thank God with heart well mild of his great mercy and of his, of his high grace, and principally for my sweet child, the child to me do great solace. Now, sweet son, fair thy face, for heartily do I love thee, for true hearty love now in this place, my sweet child, come, kiss me now.
At your bidding, your mouth I kiss. With lowly heart I you pray, your fatherly love let me never miss, but bless me, your child, both night and day.
Almighty God that best may, his dear blessing he grant thee, and my blessing thou have alway in what place that ever thou be.
So let's just pause there, let's talk our way through that. So I'm thinking actually we're not going to do the diagonal. I like the idea that Isaac moves into place when he's mentioned and then is illuminated here. That means that when he says, my sweet child, come kiss me, now me, you can take a step towards him. After he finishes that line, you say the mouth your kiss. At the end of your speech, whatever we do for the action of kiss is done, and then you can both turn back out front. And I think that works. I think we're mostly going with movement between lines, not movement
on the line.
I think that's sort of the way it would work. You turn back out front for the Almighty God at the bottom of 26, and then I think you both turn to each other for the top of 27, I think.
Yes, because this is addressed to...
Yeah. But again, it's just a half turn, so that it's not particularly naturalistic per se.
Now, Isaac, my son so sweet, almighty God, look thou honour, which that made both dry and wet, shining sun and sharp shower. Thou art my sweet child and paramour, full well in heart do I thee love. Look that thine heart in heaven tour be set to serve our Lord God above. In thy young learn God to please, and God shall quit thee well, thy meed. Now, sweet son of words, these with all thine heart thou take good heed. Now farewell, son, God be thine speed. Even here at home thou may abide, for I must go walking, for I have need. I come again within a tide.
I praise God, Father of might, that he you speed in all your way. From shame and shenship day and night, God mote you keep in your journey.
Now farewell, son, I thee pray. Ever in thy heart, look God thou wind.
Right, you're tempted to move there. I don't think you do yet. I think it's the end of the next four lines. Now that isn't to say that there isn't action here of some sort of hand on shoulder and things like that, or some sort of vague movement. It doesn't have to be completely statuesque. But the idea of the action, I think, is after I prayed Richard's lines, I pray to God, send thee good mind. I think that's when you go. And you basically sit down. And I think Richard's journey, you can play with it, but I think basically you just need to end up in a corner, whichever one you want to be. But you can keep it simple. You've got until, dear Lord, to pray thee also. I think that's when you do the proper, you need to be rooted in a spot to pray to God.
Well, let's go for now stays right.
Yeah. And that then gives me an option for the angel. I can either be on the throne or I can be downstairs left. It's a decision. I think I prefer throne, but then that's just me.
I think that would actually make some more sense because it's the voice of God.
It's the place of God that we've got set up, and that would make sense if we're following on from the previous place.
Maybe not sitting in the throne, but
standing
beside it or behind it.
The dais we've set up. Okay, Richard, if you can go from the top of your speech to say goodbye to your son, and then he'll move from there.
Now farewell, son, I thee pray. Ever in thine heart, look God thou wind, him to serve both night and day. I pray to God, send thee good mind.
And he goes, life's
there child. May no man love better his child than Isaac is loved of me. Almighty God, merciful and mild, for my sweet son, I worship thee. I thank thee, Lord, with heart full free, for this fair fruit thou hast me sent. Now, gracious God, whereso he be, to save my son evermore be bent. Dear Lord, I pray to thee also me to save for thy servant, and send me grace never for to do things that should be to thee displeasant. But for me and for mine infant, I pray thee, Lord God, us to help. Thy gracious goodness thou us grant, and save thy servant from hell quell.
And so you see, fix a point in the back wall of the auditorium where you see the angel, even though he's behind you. So it's a sudden surprise of Abraham, how Abraham, list and hark well unto me.
Now, do I see him or do
yeah.
I...
Yeah, I think, well, maybe you're looking, but the voice is coming from up there somewhere, and I think you see him at the end of the here I am. It's like, already here I am, and then you see the angel fixed point somewhere, probably in the lighting box. Yeah, but it takes you that first line to find out where the voice is precisely coming from. Abraham! How, Abraham! List and hark well unto me.
LXQ, I think.
Yeah, massive spot. Maybe something to just hark, add to it. So, list and hark well unto me.
Already, sir, here I am. Tell me your will, what that it be.
Almighty God thus doth bid thee, Isaac, thy son, anon thou take, and look him thou slee anon, let's see, and sacrifice to God him make. Thy beloved child thou must now kill, to God thou offer him, as I say, even upon yon high hill that I thee show here in the way. Tarry not, be night nor day, but smartly thy gait thou go. Upon yon hill thou kneel and pray, to God and kill the child there and slow. And the light, I think, would fade as the angel disappears and you're left alone. The angel's going to indicate, I think, stage left. I think that's where the sacrifice is going to have to happen. I think that's the logic that will go for. Point down.
Now God's commandment must needs be done. All his will is worthy to be wrought. But yet the Father to slay the Son. Great care it causeth in my thought. In bitter bale now am I brought, my sweet child, with knife to kill. But yet my sore availeth right naught, for needs I must work God's will. With heavy heart I walk and wend, my child's death now for to be.
So I think we can break your journey up. So after God's will, I think you just take a little journey to about centre stage-ish. And then you can take them, and then for my sweet son, he will then be able to just stand and join you quite naturally, I think, maybe something along those lines.
With heavy heart I walk and wend, my child's death now for to be. Now must the father his sweet son shend, alas for Ruth it is pity. My sweet son, come hither to me. How, Isaac, my son dear, come to thy father, my child, so free. For we must wend together in fear.
Already, father, even at your will, and at your bidding, I am you by. With you to walk over dale and hill, at your calling, I am ready.
Yeah, so Isaac, you're not going to go to him until the end of his speech there. I know that he keeps looking like he's actually about to, you need to journey to him earlier, but I think it's the very end. He's still saying that to someone at a distance, and then you approach.
I would have thought that I was beside him at the beginning of my speech there.
Yeah, by your speech, yes. Yeah. You don't get up earlier than during his text. Do it in the gap between texts.
For we must wend together in fear, yeah, then the, move.
Then move, yeah.
Fair enough.
That's the journey point. And at risk of cluttering the stage with bits and bobs, I think we're going to have some faggots set up here on the ground, or another cast member just simply will bring you the relevant prop. I don't think we can have you moving to get the faggots and bits of bobs, or even Isaac moving to do that. I think that's just something that magically will be handed to you. Anyway, I am continue your speech, Isaac, on 29, I think.
Right. Already, father, even at your will, and at your bidding, I am you by. With you to walk over dale and hill, at your calling, I am ready. To thee, father, ever most comely, it else the child ever buxom to be, I will obey full heartily, to all thing that ye bid me.
Now, son, in thy neck this faggot thou take, and this fire here, and this fire bear in thine hand, for we must now sacrifice go make, even after the will of God's send.
And the angel will hand you the brand now for you to pass over, so you've only handed in the faggot in that first line. You talk about handing in the fire that you can't do until take this burning brand, so that's when you get handed.
Yeah, I mean, practically it'll need to be a bundle of faggots with a loop or something so it could be maybe slung on the shoulder.
Yeah. But it will be a case that the angel will hand Richard the faggots. That's, I think, the way we'll do it. The angel will hand you the faggots first. You do that. And then at the fifth line, they'll hand you the torch as well.
Yeah.
For you to hand over. Three lines to manage to put it over your shoulder.
Take this burning brand, my sweet child, and let us go. There no man that leaveth in land hath more sorrow than I have woe.
Now, father, some sort of journey here. This is a break, so I don't know how we're going to do it, but for the moment just do a circle round the stage. Richard, lead a circle, just do a procession round. And you're going to head downstage left.
About there.
Music cue of some description. It just can't happen immediately. We have to have some kind of time as you journey. And then Richard just simply will stop downstage left. And Isaac will ask the question.
The cue line, yeah.
There may no man that liveth in land have more sorrow than I have woe.
The plays, some sort of journeying happens to follow Richard around. We'll figure out how
Is that a problem? No, that's the upstage.
There will be more stage than this anyway, so
we end up in the square.
We're just giving the idea that you're about there, and Isaac will, and you just stop.
Father, Father, you go right still. I pray you, Father, speak unto me.
My good child, what is thy will? Tell me thine heart, I pray to thee.
Father, fire and wood here is plenty, but I can see no sacrifice. What ye should offer, fain would I see, that it were done at the best advice.
God shall that ordain that sit in heaven, my sweet son, for this offering. A dearer sacrifice may no man tempt me than this shall be, my dear darling.
Let be, good father, your sad weeping. Your heavy cheer aggrieveth me sore. Tell me, father, your great mourning, and I shall seek some help therefore.
Alas, dear son, for needs must me even here thee kill as God hath sent. Thine own father thy death must be. Alas, that ever this bow was bent. For this fire bright thou must be brent. An angel said to me, right so, alas, my child, thou shalt be shent. Thy careful father must be thy foe.
Now, there's a whole series of bits of business here. That's obviously Abraham is supposed to be crying from once he reached over here. You obviously need to have put down the faggots at least, probably downstage or something. There's a question of who's holding the burning fire, how we deal with that. I do not know the answers to these things at this moment, and I'm not worrying about it at this moment. I'm more worried about the overall shape of where you are.
One thought, actually, that if you've got a brand, in other words, a slightly sharpened stave with flaming top, and you've got a slight mound, it could actually be just stabbed into it.
There's a number of decisions about precisely how we get it out of your hands because you need them out of the way.
Yeah, I would have thought that if there's a bit of soft ground and effectively plant the brand.
Let's say it's a problem that it's a somebody else's problem, future problem issue. Now we've got basically now a page where Isaac just says, "All right, kill me." So top of 30, please.
Right.
That's where we got to. Yes. So he's in distress. Abraham is in distress because he's got to kill you, and you reassure him that you're perfectly. It's your moral duty to be killed.
Almighty God of his great mercy, full heartily I thank thee certain, at God's bidding here for to die, to obey me here for to be slain. I pray you, Father, be glad and fain, truly to work God's will. Take good comfort to you again, and have no doubt your child to kill. God's bidding, forsooth it is, that I of you my death should take. Against God ye done amiss. If ye should forsake, your own damnation should ye bake, if ye keep me keep from this rod, with your sword my death ye make, and work evermore the will of God.
The will of God must needs be done. To work his will I said never nay. But yet the father to slay the son, my heart doth cling and cleave as clay.
It work God's will, father, I you pray, and slay me here anoon forthright, and turn from me your face away, mine heed when that ye should have smite.
Alas, dear child, I may not choose. I must needs my sweet son kill. My dear darling, thou must me lease, mine own sin blood now shall I spill. Yet this deed, or I fulfil, my sweet son, this mouth I kiss.
Already, father, even at your will, I do your bidding, as reason is.
Alas, dear son, here is no grace, but needs dead now must thou be.
Okay, so you can't be kneeling yet, because you've got kissing, and also to some degree the kerchief moment as well is a bit fiddling complicated. So you're still standing there. I don't think there's any dynamic blocking going on. There may be little action once, scripts are not there, and actually we know we're definitely playing those parts. So there's little action, but you're still standing up, Isaac. Only going to kneel at the very last minute, which makes wear and tear on the knees a lot easier, I think.
Yeah, and interesting how the hell they balance the kerchief on his face if he's kneeling.
Well, exactly, you can't be kneeling yet. So you've got to still be standing up.
Yeah.
So you can't kneel until pretty much the very end. We'll decide a kneeling point. And it's probably up just after the... it's probably just before the angel. There'll be an action point.
In fact, what we said is we said that my child I slay and spill his blood lifts the sword.
Yeah, so...
that's the logical point.
Yeah,
for Isaac to kneel.
Or you're kneeling. Maybe this is a point where you're kneeling during the dialogue, where there's a pause point somewhere we can put it in. It's basically once the kerchief is around your hang, he's got to draw his sword because it's got to be a worn sword. You've got nowhere to put it, so it's got to be part of costuming. If you stand up again, sir, because let's just go from that. Top of 31, the kerchief business. Let's just work our way through that speech and see if there's a logical place to make him kneel or if it is at the end.
With this kercher I cover thy face. In the time that I slay thee, thy lovely visage would I not see, nor for all this world's good. With this sword that so grieveth me, my child I slay and spill his blood.
Right, I think the punctuation's wrong there then.
I think it is too.
I think it's world's good full stop.
Mm.
Because that's the point for you to kneel. That's the point for you to kneel down. And then he can draw his sword during the line and reach it up in the sky for at the end of spill blood. And that's when the angel rushes on. Although I don't think he will. I suspect you just hold it there. It's not going to be... There's no angel holding your sword in this iteration. I think he's just going to stop you with his voice. If only because you're downstage left and I haven't got any room for you. Unless we completely change how we do it. Which we can, because this is only high. So, can we just go from top of 31 again? So you're still standing up. You're going to sit, kneel on world's good.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives Richard time to draw his sword in preparation for his two words prior to the angel. And I will stop your action with my voice from over here.
With this kercher I cover thy face. In the time that I slay thee, thy lovely visage will I not see. Not for all this world's good, with this sword that so grieveth me, my child, I slay and spill his blood.
Abraham, Abraham, thy father free.
I am here, ready, what is your will?
Extend thine hand in no degree, I bid thou him not kill. Here do I see by right good skill, mighty God, that thou dost greed, for thou sparest not thy son to spill. God will acquit thee well thy meed.
I thank my God in heaven above, and him honour for this great grace, and that my Lord me thus doth prove, I will him worship in every place. My child's life is my solace.
And I think you help Isaac up at that point. Drawn your sword.
And presumably remove blindfold.
I think you can remove your own blindfold. Oh, I don't think you had yet on. You're a willing sacrifice, your hands aren't tied.
My child's life is my solace. I thank mine God ever for his life. In sacrifice here, or I hence pace, I slay this sheep with same canoe.
Right, yes. Now, the sheep is a separate issue that we will worry about another time. It may be that you drift stage, centre stage for this little section, and that, again, a member of the cast who's not doing anything just brings on a...
Well, given we've got the faggots and the brand set up here...
Yeah, the sheep is brought to you.
Yes.
And you hold the sheep while he does the slitting.
The necessary.
Yeah. So yes, the sheep will come to you. Now the sheep is dead and slain. Let's go from there.
Now this sheep is dead and slain. With this fire it shall be brent. Of Isaac my son I am full fain, that my sweet child shall not be shent. This place I name with good intent, the hill of God's visitation. For hither God hath to us sent his comfort after great tribulation.
Angel goes off on one for ages. You stand there and take it. In theory, you then both fall to your knees on page 32 for your four stanzas of speech, two stanzas each, and you do that very, very swiftly. You don't need to kneel here, but you can just do that text briefly. So, both thou, thyself, and Isaac, thy son, angel, calls upon you to worship. I'm basically skipping the whole angel speech.
He's getting lazy and cutting out his own speech.
Yeah.
Ah, my Lord, to worship on thee now I fall. Not going to do that today. I thank thee, Lord, of thy mercy. Now, my sweet child, to God thou call, and thank we that Lord now heartily.
With lowly heart to God I cry. I am his servant both day and night. I thank thee, Lord, in heaven so high, with heart, with thought, with main, with might.
Gramercy, Lord, and King of grace. Gramercy, Lord, over lords all. Now my joy returneth his trace. I thank thee, Lord, in heaven thine hall.
Over all kings crowned, king thee, I thee call. At thy bidding to die with knife, I was full buxom, ever as thee thrall. Lord, now I thank thee, thou grant'st me life.
Take a moment and stand, and this is the day over, and you can sort of drift centre stage during this little exchange. We'll find a point for that to happen.
Now we have worshipped our blessed Lord, on ground kneeling upon our knee. Now let us twain, son, be of one accord, and go walk home into our country.
Father, as ye will, so shall it be. I am ready with you to go. I shall you follow with heart full free. All that you bid me soon shall be done.
So, Richard, at that point, you stay exactly where you are. Richard just takes centre stage and do the final speech. Big spotlight down on you. Stirring music in the background.
Glorious technicolour. Now, God, all thing of naught that made, ever worshipped be on water and land, his great honour may never more fade in field nor town, sea nor on sand. As all thing, Lord, thou hast in hand, so save us all whereso we be, whether we sitten, walk, or stand, ever on thine handwork thou have pity.
And then we went through the play again. Though I think it's fair to say that we're all really knackered at this point, because not only was this workshop longer than it sounds, we also workshopped something else before this, so we really lose some focus here.
Basic shape of that gives us an idea. If I'd like to run that with a bit of, just without stopping, and just seeing if that all sort of looks and sounds about right. So Isaac starts sitting at one side, Abraham just slightly off centre, stage right, and let's just mark our way through that, give it a bit of energy and a bit of pace and see how long it is, because of course I'd quite like to know what the approximate running time of this play is. I won't skip through the angel bits. Okay, we'll see. I dare I say it, let's try some acting as well. I'm not going to say what kind, whichever you feel feels good, but let's go for the emotions a little bit as well, so that we've got a sense of despair and actually there's almost righteous anger with Isaac, isn't it? How dare you defy God? Chop my head off now. As well as
I still think Broom played it better.
Broom plays it more dramatically, but I think we've got to find the truth of this version.
Yeah.
And in that sense, I think you are. You admonish your father for not chopping your head off. Which Roleplay does sort of do a bit of. But it does other things first. And light comes up on Abraham.
Most mighty maker of sun and moon, king of king and lord over all, almighty God in heaven throne, I thee honour and evermore shall. My Lord, my God, to thee I call, with hearty will, Lord, I thee pray. In sinful life let me never fall, but let me live ever to thy pay. Abraham, my name is Kid, and patriarch of age full old, and yet be the grace of God is bred. In mine old age a child full bold, Isaac, lo, here his name is told. My sweet son that standeth me by, amongst all children that walk on wold, a lovelier child is none truly. I thank God with heart well mild of his great mercy and of his high grace, and principally for my sweet child that shall to me do great solace. Now, sweet son, fair, fair thy face, full heartily do I love thee. My true hearty love, now in this place, my sweet child, come kiss me now.
At your bidding your mouth I kiss, with lowly heart I you pray, your fatherly love let me never miss, but bless me your child both night and day.
Almighty God, that best may his dear blessing he grant thee, and my blessing thou have alway in what place that ever thou be. Now, Isaac, my son, so sweet, almighty God, look thou honour, which that made both dry and wet, shining sun and sharp shower, thou art my sweet child and paramour. Full well in heart do I thee love. Look that thine heart in heaven tour be set to serve our Lord God above. In thy young learn God to please, and God shall quite thee well thy meed. Now, sweet son, of words these with all thine heart thou take good heed. Now farewell, son, God be thine speed, even here at home thou me abide. I must go walking, for I have need, I come again within a tide.
I pray to God, Father of might, that he you speed in all your way, from shame and shenship day and night. God mote ye keep in your journey.
Now farewell, son, I thee pray. Ever in thine heart, look God, thou wind, him to serve both night and day. I pray to God, send thee good mind.
And spotlight as he journeys downright.
And may no man love better his child than Isaac is loved of me. Almighty God, merciful and mild, for my sweet son I worship thee. I thank thee, Lord, with heart full free, for this fair fruit thou hast me sent. Now, gracious God, whereso he be, to save my son evermore be bent. Dear Lord, I pray to thee also, may to save for thy servant, and send me grace never for to do thing that should be to thee displeasant. Both for me and for mine infant, I pray thee, Lord God, us to help. Thy gracious goodness thus thou us grant, and save thy servant from hell. Well.
Abraham, how Abraham, list and hark well unto me.
Already, sir, here I am. Tell me your will, what that it be.
Almighty God thus doth bid thee. Isaac, thy son, anon thou take, and look him thou slee, anon let see, and sacrifice to God him make. Thy well-beloved child thou must now kill. To God thou offer him, as I say, even upon yon high hill, that I thee shew thee here in the way. Tarry not, be night nor day, but smartly high get thou go. Upon yon hill thou kneel and pray to God, and kill the child there and slow.
Now God's commandment must needs be done. All his will is worthy to be wrought, but yet the father to slay the son, great care it causeth in my thought. In better bail now am I brought, my sweet child with knife to kill. But yet my sorrow all waileth right naught, for needs I must work God's will. With every heart I walk and wend, my child's death now for to be. Now must the father his sweet son shend. Alas, for Ruth it is pity. My sweet son, come hither to me. How, Isaac, my son dear, come to thy father, my child so free, for we must wend together in fear.
Already, father, even at your will, and at your bidding, I am you by, with you to walk over dale and hill. At your calling, I am ready. To thee, father, ever most comely, it of the child ever buxom to be, I will obey full heartily to all thing that ye bid me.
Now, son, in thy neck this faggot thou take, and this fire bear in thine hand, for we must now sacrifice go make, even after the will of God send. Take this burning brand, my sweet child, and let us go. There may no man that liveth in land have more sorrow than I have woe.
Music plays.
Father, father, ye go right still. I pray you, father, speak unto me.
My good child, what is thy will? Tell me thine heart, I pray to thee.
Father, fire and wood here is plenty, but I can see no sacrifice. What ye should offer, fain would I see, that were done at the best advice.
God shall that ordain that sit in heaven, my sweet son, for this offering. A dearer sacrifice may no man empty, that this shall be, my dear darling.
Let be, good father, your sad weeping, your heavy cheer aggrieveth me sore. Tell me, father, your great mourning, and I shall seek help, some help therefore.
Alas, dear son, for needs must me even here thee kill as God hath sent. Thine own father thy death must be. Alas, that ever this bow was bent. With this fire bright thou must be brent. An angel said to me right so, alas, my child, thou shalt be shent. Thy careful father must be thy foe.
Almighty God, of his great mercy, full heartily I thank thee certain. At God's bidding here for to die, I obey me here for to be slain. I pray you, father, be glad and fain truly to work God's will. Take good comfort to you again, and have no doubt your child to kill. For God's bidding, forsooth, it is that I of you my death should take. Against God ye done amiss, if ye should forsake. Your own damnation should ye bake, if ye me keep from this rod. With your sword my death ye make, and work evermore the will of God.
The will of God must needs be done. To work his will, I said never nay, but yet the father to slay the son, my heart doth cling and cleave as clay.
Yet work God's will, father, I you pray, and slay me here anoon forthright, and turn from me your face away, my heed, when that ye should have smite.
Alas, dear child, I may not cheese, I must needs my sweet son kill. My dear darling, now must be these, mine own sin blood now shall I spill. Yet this deed or I fulfil, my sweet son, this mouth I kiss.
Already, father, even at your will, I do your bidding, as reason is.
Alas, dear son, here is no grace, but needs dead must thou be. With this kerchief I cover thy face. In the time that I slew thee, thy lovely visage would I not see. Not for all this world's good, this sword that sore grieveth me, my child I slay and spill his blood.
Abraham, Abraham, thou father free.
I am here ready, what is your will?
Extend thine hand in no degree, I bid thou him not kill. Here do I see by right good skill, almighty God, that thou dost dread. For thou sparest not thy son to spill. God will acquite thee well thy meed.
I thank my God in heaven above, and him honour for his great grace. And that my Lord me thus doth prove, I will him worship in every place. My child's life is my solace.
And help him up.
I thank my God ever for his life. In sacrifice here or I hence pace, I slay this sheep with same knife. Now this sheep is dead and slain. With this fire it shall be brent. Of Isaac, my son, I am full fain. My sweet child shall not be shent. This place I name with good intent, the hill of God's visitation. For hither God hath to us sent his comfort after great tribulation.
Hark, Abraham, and take good heed. By himself God hath thus sworn. For that thou wouldst have done this deed, he will thee bliss both even and morn. For thy dear child thou wouldst have lorn, at God's bidding, as I thee tell, God hath sent thee word before, and thy seed shall multiply whereso thou dwell. So shall thy seed increase and grow, thou shalt overcome in wealth and weal all thy foemen. Reckoned by row, as sand in the sea doth ebb and flow, hath pebbles many innumerable, so shall thy seed, thou mayest be trow, increase and ever be profitable. For to my speech thou didst obey, thine enemies' ports thou shalt persuade, and all men on earth, as I thee say, they shall be blessed in thy seed. Almighty God thus thee will meed for that good will that thou hast done. Therefore, thank God in word and deed, both thou thyself and Isaac thy son.
Ah, my Lord God, to worship on thee now I fall. I thank thee, Lord, of thy mercy. Now, my sweet child, to God thou call, and thank we that Lord now heartily.
With lowly heart to God I cry, I am his servant both day and night. I thank thee, Lord, in heaven so high, with heart, with thought, with main, with might.
Gramercy, Lord, and King of grace. Gramercy, Lord, over lords all, now my joy returneth his trace. I thank thee, Lord, in heaven thine hall.
Over all kings crowned, king to thee, I thee call, at thy bidding to die with knife. I was full boxen, even as thy thrall. Lord, now I thank thee, thou grantest me my life.
Now we have worshipped our blessed Lord on ground, kneeling upon our knee. Now let us twain, son, be of one accord, and go walk home into our country.
Father, as ye will, so shall it be. I am ready with you to go. I shall know you follow with heart full free. All that ye bid me soon shall be done.
Now God, all thing of naught that made, ever worshipped, ye be on water and land. His great honour may never more fade in field nor town, nor sea nor on sand. As all thing, Lord, thou hast in hand, so save us all, whereso we be, whether we sit and walk or stand, ever on thine handwork thou have pity.
Excellent. I mean, that was under 15 minutes. It was about 12, 13 minutes. That gives a pretty good impression. It's hard work, that one. It's not like a groom in any way that it feels that felt easier, whereas this feels like it's a constant uphill struggle.
We need two voices short today as well.
Yeah, we are tired. I mean, that's just...